Let's head down now into the West Coast Eagles coach's press conference. Here's Adam Simpson.
At the moment, at home. So the team turn up to win when they come here. So to start like we did and to maintain, for the most part, reasonable effort. And I don't think we've got any injuries either. So we'll move on pretty quick, though. But we did what we had to do.
And Cripps, seemed to hurt his jaw?
It was his throat. Yeah, knocking the throat. So I think at this stage he's okay.
So just a contact then?
I think so, yep.
And with a few minutes to go, the guys were throwing their bodies in pretty hard. That must have been quite pleasing to see.
Yeah, we wanted to display the right intent today. And like I said, the Gold Coast have got some serious players in their side. And they would have had four or five players back this week that you almost consider A-graders. So to say they've got some injuries, that's true. But there's some serious talent in this side. So we didn't buy into the back page of the paper today, that's for sure.
So you say you're happy with the win, but not entirely happy with the way that you won? Is that what I'm getting? Is that the impression, though? Is that what?
No. I thought our intent, we had 60 inside 50s to 36. So teams do, like I said, do show up, though. It's not just a one-way street when we play here. So, our next challenge is to play that style and play aggressive footy away from home and against the Bulldogs is going to be a massive challenge. So there's always going to be patches of games where teams respond and, they're not going to just roll over for the whole day. So I think we need to acknowledge that.
You were probably uncharacteristically fiery in the box leading up to three-quarter time.
Yeah, I heard that. It's a bit edgy. We conceded three goals in 2 minutes, so that's frustrating. And they were sloppy bits of play, so I'm not sure if it came across that I was edgy, but I probably was. And that's the way footy is, sometimes. So no worries.
How did you rate Jetta's performance on his return?
Yeah, we're pretty pleased. Yeah, I thought we had some good connection there. He's still learning to play away, which is a little bit different than the previous club. And some of the running patterns and the things he does off the ball we're really pleased with today. But there's still some work to do. But for the whole, I thought it was pleasing for him to come back in such a special round as well and to contribute. I thought he was pretty good for us.
Yeah, had some real clean moments where you just put on that bit of a dash and perfect pass. What's it like for you as a coach seeing that, knowing that potential is there and you just have to encourage it more and more out of him?
Look, if we're trying to encourage perfect play, we're not going to win many games. So I'm more encouraged by the goals that are dirty. If a surge from a stoppage and a crumb or a contest that we win. The clean footy and the stuff that looks really good, that's great. And don't get me wrong, I like that. I'm sure our supporters do. But they're hard to do all the time. So it's the dirty footy and the way we defend I'm probably more pleased with. So when I get frustrated, it's probably more about what we're doing off the ball and how we're defending rather than the ball movement.
That dirty footy you talk about, is that the key to winning consistently away from home as well? That really
is a good question. I think you've got to win ugly. So, and when it gets closer and closer towards finals type of football, there's not much pure football that you see in transition. There's always a contest you've got to win before you score or before you prevent a score. So, and that's what makes the Bulldogs so strong. The contested ball and what they're doing at the moment is second to none. So I know we're here to talk about the Gold Coast game, but we're going to move on really quick.
So we'll be an ugly game next week then against the Dogs?
Well, they're a sexy tide too, so they can do both. So, we'll have to start preparing tomorrow. And I understand they had a good win today, so we're playing them at the home deck. It's going to be a really, really big challenge for us, but I think our boys are ready.
Tom Cole stepped up.
Yeah, he had a couple of fumbles here and there that I'm sure he'd like to take back, but I thought he worked into the game. He didn't play last week. He was a traveller for our Adelaide game, so good to get that first game under his belt. It's his birthday yesterday and his parents are over, and so to have all that in his head, but to be part of a win and to get that game under his belt, I think we're going to see a pretty good player in the future.
You've got some experienced players that you can call on if need be, but you've also got some kids with only a few games under the belt, another one now, that are showing they can step up as well. It's a good blend there, isn't there?
Well, we're working towards that. We're always in a development phase. We like to be we want to future-proof our club. We don't want to just stick with the same players every week. So we understand we need to give these guys some opportunity, even when we don't have injuries. So, Tom Cole's been really good for us at East Perth. He deserves his chance. Tom Barras, J Jackson Nelson, and then we've got Xavier Ellis and obviously Brandy's coming back as well. So there's some good depth there to call upon, but we can't just wait for injuries. Sometimes we've got to select it on form as well, but no, we're pleased that he played today.
Was it hard to manage that on who you do play and give the opportunity to? Because you've got a couple of defenders in there, so which ones do you leave at East Perth and which ones do you bring up and give a crack to?
Yeah, it's a good problem to have at the moment. It changes really quick, as we've all seen with injuries. So at the moment, our you know, we missed Gaff and Yo today, which gave opportunity for others to come into the side. But sooner or later, I think we're going to have to get some of these guys into the side just because they're playing so well at East Perth.
Gaff and Yo, how are they both looking for next week?
I think they're okay. I saw them both after the game, and Gaffy definitely. He was possibly okay to play if it was really called upon for him to play. But we just thought another week would help calm everything down and get him through three or four sessions of training just to get his confidence going. So, and Yowie will be a touch and go.
Western Bulldogs, talking about it, you've got the win on the road against Port, but a win away from home against a team like the Bulldogs, who are showing themselves to be a real contender, is that still a box you want to tick?
Western Bulldogs is the box we want to tick because we're playing them this week. So I thought Port Adelaide was a really good win. I thought today was a good win. We hit some reasonable form. We're 7-3, so we can really launch into the next block of games before the bye. We're looking forward to it, but it's going to be a really tough ask.
It'd be probably be percentage-wise, but a top four spot would be on offer for the winner of that game. Is that something you're conscious of?
Well, the top four's not settled after next week. There's a few games left after that, but we understand they're right up there, and they've been really consistent all year. And one thing's for sure is Bevo's team has a crack every week, so that's what we understand, and that's what we're going to hit this week.
Is that a good matchup for you, or a matchup you look forward to? You both had that mix of sort of inside and outside games.
Yeah, I know Luke quite well, but their style of play and how they go about it, it's pretty consistent. So I can't say I've looked too much into the Bulldogs. I will now, this week. So they're definitely a contender this year, that's for sure.
And that's sort of same spot you want to be in?
Yeah, we're the same. You know, we're 7-3. So I would have thought we're in the mix.
JK, baby news?
Baby girl, yeah. Yeah, you had it yesterday. So came a bit early, which is all good though. Everything seems to be healthy, so didn't seem to affect him too much today. I'm sure he'll sleep well tonight though.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Adam Simpson there in his press conference, and really the focus of that is